I am so sick of the media dictating the terms of the narrative in this country. I'm so sick of having to be apologetic for who I am. I'm so sick of people in middle America being called flyover country or slope-headed.
Conservative teabaggers.
And it's going to be teabagging day.
It's hard to talk when you're teabagging. Appreciate it very much.
It's so funny because the teabaggers, the one thing they hate is when you call them racist.
If racism is not the whole of the Tea Party, it is in its heart.
The hatred that Timothy McVeigh, that he had. There are plenty of people like that right now.
Lots of.
I think you get the general tenor of this. It's anti-government, since this is highly promoted by the right-wing conservative network, Fox.
The left pits people against each other. Divide and conquer is the strategy. I don't want to live in that world. It is the exact opposite of E. Pluribus Unum.
You falsely accused me of being involved in a racial incident.
He said you were racist.
You were racist.
He said he was.
You are very racist.
He said he was.
You're going to be dealt with.
He said he was.
It's going to come to light who you really are. It's going to come to light who you really are.
Hey, just answer one question. Yes or no?
What about the fake person?
Yes or no?
And what the left has stood for with political correctness is to try and get those with whom they disagree to shut up. And the Tea Party movement and Sarah Palin and Michelle Bachmann and Alan West and all the people that have gone out there against the mainstream media and said, you're going to call us racist? You're going to call us potential Timothy McVeighs? Fuck you. War.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Friday, November 18th, 2022 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It is a wild and dystopic ride. So it's a week after 11/11/22. And I don't know, these days, especially, you know, in the last 20 years, shall we say, certainly throughout history, but in the last 20 years in particular, I would say, funny things happen on dates that some people apparently hold in some kind of esteem. So, it's 11/18/22. And so, announcements. Let's see. RBN's John Stabmiller book drive. Perhaps you've heard. We are having a book drive. All donations of any amount are always appreciated and gratefully accepted, by the way. Now, so the book drive is this. Now through January 8th, donations of $100 or more. Donate $100 or more for an opportunity to receive a book previously owned by John Stabmiller, which is pretty incredible, I would say. That's a great gift idea for that special someone in the know, or perhaps for someone who should know, if you know what I mean. Donations received after November 1st are eligible for questions. Call RBN at 800-724-2719, extension 3. Winners will be announced every Sunday evening during hour 2 of Off the Beaten Path with Steve Elkins, 8 p.m. Central. Entrants who do not win a book will carry over into the next week's drawing. So the sooner you donate, the greater your odds. Not that that's why people donate, but again, you know what I'm saying. Congratulations to last week's winners, Robert in California and Tyler in Ohio. And thank you again for your generosity in helping the network. And this week's book is Seeds of Fire: China and the Story Behind the Attack on America, published in 2001 by Gordon Thomas. Visit republicbroadcasting.org for further details, including the link that the announcement of the book drive, and also each week there is an updated posting, including the book of the week. So there you go. I said that I would start doing what I call the Holy Day Countdown, and the Holy Day Christmas movie announcement, just to do something to sort of counteract what's happening. Because I think that, especially after the COVID nonsense, which is not over, and I'll talk about that just a little bit today. I want to get back into the Luke stuff that was raised earlier this week. I think I don't know exactly, I can't say exactly why the question, Luke, Jew or Gentile, when it comes to the Bible, but I do know that, or I am confident that it dovetails with what I surmise, what my speculation is, that being it's a way to aim the criticism mechanism at Luke as a means of getting rid of the book of Luke and the book of Acts, similar to the criticism of Paul. So if you can criticize those two guys, challenge their, you know, the canonicity of those two authors, then if you want to get rid of the New Testament and really the whole Bible, you've done a yeoman's job. If you can get one or both of those authors thrown out, and there's all kinds of content that goes with it. So I'll talk more about that. But first, kind of what's going on. So the countdown, 6 days until Thanksgiving, which is unbelievable. You know, the point I was making is I think that a number of folks are feeling kind of like they are in a state of suspended animation. Kind of like things have not, the dust has not settled on the COVID stuff. And we keep getting these harbingers and reminders and things that seem to indicate that someone or some group or other is not done with the shenanigans. So it's difficult to kind of get back to normal, especially when, you know, we've seen all the things that we've seen. And much of that was early on, not to get sidetracked, but, you know, there was the MIT article early on, March 17. So just to put that in context, March 16 was the day the world stood still, so to speak, when the New York Times ran the story that included the bogus modeling from Neil Ferguson and Imperial College London, which was the same month that Imperial College London conveniently received a $79 million malaria grant from the Gates Foundation. Amazing coincidence, but that I'm sure is not collusion. It's just a coincidence. So, but the very next day, MIT published the article by Gideon Litchfield, "We're not going back to normal. Social distancing is here to stay for much more than a few weeks. It will upend our way of life in some ways forever." And that was just, you know, one of many installments, similar installments. So I think a lot of people are feeling the ongoing effects of that. And that, not by accident either, I would say, personally. But moving on. So 6 days until Thanksgiving, which is hard to believe. 37 days until Christmas. 44 days until New Year's, and this is a way to try to get out in front of all of that. This is not a place, I would say, where we typically do these kinds of things. So hopefully it'll be fun and interesting and maybe shake the doldrums out a little bit. or at least help to do so. I said that I would announce movies, and I said on Fridays I would announce three. I'm going to announce one in the first hour and the other two in the second hour, or I guess all three. I'll include the first one. First one I'm going to include, and this is difficult because my list is different. You can find lots of lists, and I hope to maybe create a collection kind of a thing. My list is different, you know. Because, for example, I will not abide the C.S. Lewis anthropomorphic stuff. No Western esotericism. Too mystical. So those kinds of movies won't make the list. It has to be family oriented. That's challenging because I, for example, you know, I would like to include Trading Places as a tribute to Aaron Russo. I don't really think, I mean, you know, maybe there are some that get honorable mention like Trading Places, but it's not really a family friendly movie. Although, some of us saw it when we were of, you know, a formative age. Hopefully that didn't ruin us. I'm sure I'm not the only one. So, but it has to be family friendly. It's probably going to be Christian oriented. There are lists out there, and I'm going to try to put together a list of lists, a collection, kind of like a master list. I'm not sure how that looks yet, but I think it would be fun to do, and who knows, hopefully maybe by next week, but something that's at least in some cases relatively accessible, I mean, without getting into the copyright issues and things. It's interesting how opportunistic, you know, a lot of these movies that make all of the lists have been around for many, many years. And I, you know, I wonder if one of the ways to get around the copyright issue is to remake it. And there are a number of remakes of fun old concepts. You know, for example, I mean, obviously, Miracle on 34th Street has been remade. The Shop Around the Corner is a 1940 classic, and that was remade as You've Got Mail. It's not exactly, it's not considered an exact remake, but it is a remake. And so that's interesting. And The Shop Around the Corner was an interesting one. It was an Ernst Lubitsch film, which back in the day was a special thing. You know, I always think of White Christmas as Irving Berlin's White Christmas, which is a special story I tell from time to time throughout the years. Irving Berlin's penchant for romance was somewhat unique, and the story that you can read of Irving Berlin and Ellen MacKay and their romance, you know, his first wife passed away, which was very sad, and then meeting Ellen MacKay and courting her basically from overseas. As the story goes, her father had her shipped off to Europe to get her away from Irving Berlin, you know, good Catholic girl, socialite, meets, you know, Jewish guy, widower, and her father disapproved, as the story goes, and shipped her off, and so he wooed her from, you know, basically over from across the pond through song. And one of the most impressive elements of the story, I suppose, is you know, we have, the way that I put it is, we in today's day and age, we usually, you know, we've sort of acclimated ourselves to this concept of prenuptial agreements and those kinds of things, a very cynical, hard-hearted kind of perspective. Like, you know, there's some kind of Machiavellian arrangement that goes into these kinds of things, which is the opposite of what it should be. And, you know, I think you read that in the Bible, you know, the concept that you read, for example, in Malachi, do not forsake the wife of your youth. And so, you know, you imagine young people meeting each other and living happily ever after, sort of growing together, and that being that concept that you see in Genesis. And, you know, the two shall become one flesh kind of thing. So, in contrast to that, Wikipedia reads, you read the section under Berlin's personal life and marriages specifically. There followed reports that the bride's father disowned his daughter because of the marriage. In response, Berlin gave the rights to always, which is, well, as Wikipedia points out, Always is a song still played at weddings to her as a wedding present. So he gave her basically his best. He signed over the rights to his best work to her, obviously, as a way to say, no matter what, I want you to, you know, have this and know that you'll always be taken care of. So Ellen was thereby guaranteed a steady income regardless of what might happen with the marriage, Wikipedia states. And there's more, but I'll leave it to you. Maybe I'll come back to that when I mention Irving Berlin's White Christmas. But, you know, there are fun old stories like that floating around. So obviously that one makes the list. And I think of these perhaps in a way that others don't, which is kind of fun. So we'll get into that. Anyway, Christian-oriented, it's challenging. You know, I've talked over the last 2 or 3 years about how Hallmark, for example, is jumping on the crazy train. But who can avoid the crazy train? Get into that in a minute. The insanity. We have a late entry or a recent entry. We have lots, but I give you one that I think is particularly astounding. So this is a way to sort of beat back the forces of that. Today's entry, yesterday's was the least of these, A Christmas Story. Today I'm going to go with Dear Secret Santa, which has some, you know, again, I mean, this is tough. You're talking about a list of 45 movies, essentially, if we go all the way to New Year's. And you can find the lists, you know, IMDb has a list of 100, MSN has a list of 100. There are several Hallmark lists and Good Housekeeping and Parade and, you know, Reader's Digest, all kinds of, but there's obviously many of those are recycled, and out of them, no scary stuff, none of that kind of stuff, family stuff. So, you know, it gets a little more challenging. Stick around. We'll be right back.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
So Republicans will control the House, and Trump is running for president again. Now what? I'm Peter Serafine with this week's Liberty Minute, brought to you by Dr. Zelenko's Z-Stack. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at ZStackLife.com to supercharge your immune system before cold and flu season. What can we hope for from a Republican-controlled House of Representatives? Well, if history is an example, not much. Maybe instead of bills spending $2 trillion at a time, maybe they'll only spend $1.5 trillion. Government accounts for 57% of our nation's gross domestic product. That means that every taxpayer works from January 1st through July 27th just to feed our massive, bloated, overgrown government. If we wanted to get anywhere near a balanced budget, we would have to cut spending, all spending, by nearly 25%. The last time a president was elected to cut spending, Reagan was only able to cut the growth of spending. The Uniparty in D.C. has created an uncontrollable monster. It no longer matters whether Democrats or Republicans are in charge. The monster will continue to be fed with your money and your liberty. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time. Sivis Pashem Parabellum.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Not to get sidetracked, you know, today or this weekend's movie is not Irving Berlin's White Christmas. And it's interesting, you know, speaking of Berlin, this is something that was a big deal, you know, like The Shop Around the Corner, you know, billed as having the Lubitsch touch. Irving Berlin's White Christmas was billed as Irving Berlin's White Christmas, which is a fun story. Again, if you understand the backstory and what a hopeless romantic Berlin was, just going to the Wikipedia entry for Berlin bears that out. It takes on an even more nostalgic quality watching Irving Berlin's White Christmas. So just to finish that thought, he wrote all the music in White Christmas, obviously, all of it, which is, I mean, that's impressive in itself. And I would consider him the consummate hopeless romantic. His real life story with Ellen MacKay, as I mentioned, was a fairy tale to behold. And even from Wikipedia, it says their marriage remained a love affair and they were inseparable until she died in July 1988 at the age of 85. So, great story. And that's the kind of thing, you know, that hopefully we can arouse and awaken and less of the cynicism. So, you know, this is the background of kind of what goes into my picking. Some will be unique, I think, to my list, which is hopefully a good thing. Many are recycled because how can you get away from that? There are many classics. But no scary stuff, no stuff that's not family oriented. None of the anthropomorphic stuff, probably. I don't know, maybe. Actually, that's not true, because there are some that I suppose fit that bill. You know, for example, there are the animated classics and things that you have to include. Some of those are fun. I can't be too serious about it. So, 45 days, 45 movies, and again, yesterday's was the least of these, A Christmas Story, released in 2018, and today's is Dear Secret Santa, released in 2013. Movies for Saturday and Sunday I will announce in the next hour. And so we're off. And hopefully that'll be a fun thing. I wanted to mention a correction, by the way. I think I said Betrayed as the book by Phyllis Schlafly and Rear Admiral Chester Ward. It's actually The Betrayers. I'm pretty sure I said Betrayed. I didn't go back and listen, but I believe that I did. So the book is actually The Betrayers. And again, the CNP connection makes that kind of interesting as far as I'm concerned. But we shall press on. So speaking of shenanigans and things that are mind-blowing, because, you know, that's at least some of the fodder that we discuss on this network, bringing a critical light to, I would say, a proper critical light, not a nihilistic attempt to destroy institutions as this is. And most things are these days. And just kind of, it's what I would call naked aggression or naked hostility. It's just kind of out in plain sight. New England Journal of Medicine says that masks might mitigate structural racism. We'll talk more about that when we come back. Stick around.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Let's dive into it, shall we? So speaking of dates on 11-9, which is a reversal of 9-11, 11-9-22, 2022, not to get, you know, just saying. It's an interesting coincidence. I'll just call it a coincidence. New England Journal of Medicine published Lifting Universal Masking in Schools, COVID-19 Incidence Among Students and Staff, which sounds perhaps heartening, perhaps encouraging on the face of it. Yet when you dive into it, maybe not so much. I think just from the outset, we can say that as you read through this, it validates the point that really since their inception, the journals have all been sort of a Bernaysian outlet. I think, you know, you could make a case in certain instances that it goes as far as a prostitution ring of propaganda, which may be the wrong terminology, but I'm just saying it's a seedy cottage industry used to advance agendas and narratives. And that's been borne out countless times over the years. 10 years ago, I think it was 2013, I did a series of broadcasts over a period of, it was at least a month. And I want to say it was more than that. I should go back and look. About the journals, documentaries about these facts. You know, we played, in one case, I think, the full documentary, and discussed numerous stories of editors-in-chief who resigned in disgust for this very reason, you know, that the journals were corrupt and that ghost-written articles were published as a means of advancing agendas and narratives and so on. And this is no exception, unfortunately. You know, it would be nice to the general public is not general public is generally trusting. And again, as I have mentioned, that has been preyed upon by the likes of the Bernaysian contingent, who, I mean, Edward Bernays himself openly acknowledged that, yeah, most American people are trusting. And so if you say 4 out of 5 doctors surveyed agree, well, then, you know, you're going to get a wide swath of the American public who are essentially naive to the Machiavellian shenanigans. And then by hook or by crook, you know, you bring the rest along in tow, sort of, because they're going to see, especially if you can get the influencers doing it. And, you know, fast forward 100 years after Bernays told us those kinds of things, now we have many more platforms and techniques and methods scientifically refined to do such things. So, lifting universal masking in schools, COVID-19 incidents among students and staff. What is going on here? Well, let me give you some excerpts, a few excerpts. The results, they tell you in the beginning, abstract, background, methods, results from the results section for starters. Districts that chose to sustain masking requirements longer tended to have school buildings that were older and in worse condition and to have more students per classroom than districts that chose to lift masking requirements earlier. In addition, these districts had higher percentages of low-income students, students with disabilities, and students who were English language learners, as well as higher percentages of Black and Latinx students and staff. Our results support universal masking as an important strategy for reducing COVID-19 incidents in schools and loss of in-person school days. But then this, as such, we believe that universal masking may be especially useful for mitigating effects of structural racism in schools, including potential deepening of educational inequities. So now the New England Journal of Medicine is a cultural Marxist outlet? Is that scientific in any way? You know, and I think as Americans, we need to draw a line and make a decision and say, enough is enough. I did that, for example. You know, I don't watch the sporting stuff very often, but I stopped watching the NBA altogether. Because, you know, watching guys run up and down the court, you know, I made a point of not watching it. Because seeing, you know, Black Lives Matter, I mean, my goodness, really? It's absurd. and, you know, a number of the other sports, same thing. I tried to promote the PGA, for example, because I think that they were trying to walk a fine line and maintain a balancing act of not offending outright, but not capitulating entirely to the nonsense and the shenanigans. That's just the way that I saw it anyway. And so I tried to point that out along the way. And now, what do you know? The LIV Tour that Greg Norman has been trying to start for the last 30 plus years suddenly gets legs and financing. Another convenient coincidence. Anyway, moving on, the structural racism. Is this serious? Well, yeah, you continue on in the article or the study. And so, again, from the study, these effects have been disproportionately borne by groups already made vulnerable by historical and contemporary systems of oppression, including structural racism and settler colonialism. What is this? New England Journal of Medicine? Black Latinx and indigenous children and adolescents are more likely to have had severe COVID-19, to have had a parent or caregiver die from COVID-19, and to be affected by worsening mental health and by educational disruptions than their white counterparts. So now apparently COVID is racist too. Apparently COVID suffers from structural racism. Continuing, during the COVID-19 pandemic, schools have become an important setting for implementing policies that minimize inequitable health, educational, social, and economic efforts on children and their families. However, even before the pandemic, schools were not uniformly health-promoting environments. Chronic underinvestment in combination with structural racism, codified in state-sanctioned historical and contemporary policies and practices, for example, redlining, exclusionary zoning, disinvestment, and gentrification, eroded tax bases in some school districts and shaped the quality of public school infrastructure and associated environmental hazards. This is actually published in the New England Journal of Medicine. I would expect this from some places, but really, despite what I have mentioned over the years, still I would not expect this level of insanity from the New England Journal of Medicine. This is some hubris as far as I'm concerned. I am astounded. So, continuing. Understanding COVID-19 policy decisions requires attention to power in existing historical and socio-political contexts. Structural racism and racial capitalism. Racial capitalism. Interesting. Structural racism and racial capitalism operate through multiple pathways, including higher levels of household crowding and employment in essential industries and lower levels of access to testing, vaccines, and treatment. These structural forces differentially concentrate the risk of both SARS-CoV-2 exposure and severe COVID-19 in low-income and Black, Latinx, and Indigenous communities. And, you know, again, conveniently, the citations are 9 through 11 and 18. Just a coincidence, though. In our study, school districts that chose to sustain masking requirements longer tended to have school buildings in worse physical condition and more students per classroom. And these districts had higher percentages of students and staff already made vulnerable by historical contemporary systems of oppression. I can't believe I'm reading this in the New England Journal of Medicine. For example, racism, capitalism, xenophobia, and ableism. Okay, let me read that sentence one more time. In our study, school districts that chose to sustain masking requirements longer tended to have school buildings in worse physical condition and more students per classroom, and these districts had higher percentages of students and staff already made vulnerable by historical contemporary systems of oppression. Higher percentages of students and staff already made vulnerable by historical contemporary systems of oppression, for example, racism, capitalism, xenophobia, and ableism. Again, not scientific, and very just absolutely astonishing. The decision in some school districts to sustain school masking policies longer may therefore reflect an understanding among parents and elected officials that structural racism is embedded in public policies and that policy decisions have the potential to rectify or reproduce health inequities. So you're telling me that these school districts and these families are somehow so erudite and sophisticated that A, they can detect that COVID is racist, and B, they somehow pooled that collective knowledge effectively to implement policies to thwart the structural racism, so-called, of COVID. It's insane, absolutely insane. For example, in a randomized trial in which white persons were assigned to receive information about structural causes of persistent COVID-19 inequities across racial or ethnic groups, or to not receive such information, those who received the information were less likely to support COVID-19 prevention policies and were less likely to report individual concern about COVID-19 and empathy for the groups that were most affected. You know, I wonder what would happen if we just got a bunch of us together in a room. This is such a reverse psychology mind job, trying to convince you that, you know, don't believe your lying eyes and ears. Trust the science, which is not scientific in any sort of way. Last entry, and then I want to get to an article by Carol Markowitz. New York Post, November 11, 2022. Masks reduce racism. Study is latest sign U.S. medical establishment is insanely, perilously woke. So last entry from the study. Our results support that universal masking with high-quality masks or respirators during periods of high community transmission is an important strategy for minimizing SARS-CoV-2 spread and loss of in-person school days. We wouldn't want to have loss of in-person school days. Our results also suggest that universal masking may be an important tool for mitigating the effects of structural racism in schools. That's how they end. Including the differential risk of severe COVID-19, educational disruptions, and health. What are we calling education? Let's define terms, shall we? And health and economic effects of secondary transmission to household members. School districts could use these findings to develop equitable mitigation plans in anticipation of a potential winter COVID-19 wave during the 2022-2023 school year. Brace for impact, America, as well as clear decision thresholds for removing masks in the wave as the wave abates. Now, I remember what week was it? It was the CDC's morbidity and mortality weekly report, the MMWR, and which installment it was, I don't remember exactly, but I do remember even the CDC's data showed us that 75% of the folks who were getting sick were those who wore masks persistently. That was early on. Was that week 69, I want to say, of 2019? The volume 69, excuse me. I think that's when it was. But I'll have to dig that out. It was, you know, we were at war, and I guess we're still not at war, or not out of war yet. A war on the mind, the psyche, and the soul of the individual to try to get you to obey. And speaking of obeying, you know, it's interesting seeing these kids pictured in Carol Markowitz's article. First of all, Jesus loves me on the chalkboard behind the children is interesting. The Kathy Hochuls and others would, oh yeah, no, that's why they have to wear masks and get their shots, because Jesus loves them. Yeah. Yeah. Someone's playing games. So we'll talk more about this when we come back. Stick around. More right after this break.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle, or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Birds flying high. You know how I feel. Sun in the sky. You know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by. You know how I feel. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. fish in the sea. You know how I feel. River running free. You know how I feel. Blossom on a tree. You know how I feel. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new life for me.
Welcome back.
And I'm feeling good.
I want to get into the Luke stuff, and I intend to do that in the second hour, but this article, Carol Markowitz's article, is I would say it's a good article. I want to probably give you some of this too, because I think it's a dose of reality. It's a little cynical. Okay, it's a lot cynical, but I mean, this is New York Post. Masks Reduce Racism study is latest sign U.S. medical establishment is insanely, perilously woke. But I, you know, we need to define terms. I remember through the COVID shenanigans that, for example, Dr. Jane Orient testified before Congress, and I have tried to locate her testimony where she spoke exactly to this issue, and I can't put my finger on it for some reason. I have it somewhere. She spoke to the issue that I would say, you know, it's a nuanced problem, like everything, everywhere. You know, you folks who have gone through the medical establishment, as Carol Markowitz puts it, know that there are doctors and nurses who are very compassionate, but generally speaking, there is kind of there's the creeping encroachment of administrative policy, and especially, you know, we saw immediately into the COVID shenanigans that there was this effort to push people out of physical, you know, brick and mortar buildings and into the telehealth system. Well, you know, maybe you can self-diagnose. And so that was disastrous. But Dr. Jane Orient testified before Congress that there is a something that happens at the administrative level that is very is anything but compassionate, and it is concerned with the bottom line and those kinds of things, to the, you know, I would say to the Malthusian exclusion of mercy and compassion, just entirely concerned with CYA policy and whatever is best for the bottom line. So there is that distinction, I would say. Anyway, second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.